Our reading this morning is from Galatians chapter 5. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you and I are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God.
And now I'm going to welcome my, almost, we can't really say you're my twin, can you, even though we're both wearing the uniform. So Rob's going to be sharing the word with us. I'd just like to pray for Rob when he starts. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for Rob. Thank you for the words that he's going to bring us. We pray for open minds and open hearts as he leads us, and just guide his tongue as he takes us on this journey. Amen.
Amen. We didn't even plan this. Hello. How are we? Good? Good. So, as has been said before, we're going to be talking about the fruits of the Spirit, but specifically, we're talking about discipleship, living by the Spirit. If you've been here in the last 4 weeks, you'll know that we as a church are presently doing a series on discipleship. And this is the fourth one and final one? And final one? No. This is the fourth one, definitely. So I'm going to start off, as most of the other ones have, by asking, what do we mean by discipleship? Because it's a word that we use quite a lot in church. And we can understand that, because 12 disciples and everything. So put simply, being a disciple is being a follower of Jesus. The 12 disciples followed Jesus everywhere. And as we follow Jesus in our lives, we too are disciples. So, if we jump straight into it, what does this have to do with living by the Spirit? Now, this means that we have to live like Jesus did. If we see in 1 John 2:6, whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. So this is telling us that if we are claiming to be disciples, if we're claiming to be followers of Jesus, then we've got to do our best to live like Jesus did. And that's really hard, because obviously, you may not have noticed, but we're not Jesus, because Jesus was amazing and we struggle with being amazing sometimes. But we have help. If we look at John 14:26, Jesus is sending us the Holy Spirit to help us with this. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. The Holy Spirit is here to help us live like Jesus. So if we're to live like Jesus, we are to live by the Spirit. But what does this mean? Because we can say that, we can be like, brilliant, that's great, let's go home. And then we're like, what? I don't know how. But lucky for us, it says it in the book. It says it in the Bible. Galatians 5:22-23. But the Holy Spirit produces these kinds of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. The fruits of the Spirit, as we know them. To live by the Spirit, we need to follow these. We need to follow the fruits of the Spirit. We need to live them. That's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You're going to be hearing me say those a lot today because it's our theme. And that's simple, isn't it? We all know what they are. But it's really hard, and we all struggle with them. Hands up if you don't struggle with at least one of those fruits. No hands! It's really hard. As humans, as people, it's so hard to live our lives by the Spirit because, well, we're only human, aren't we? In fact, quite often, it's even hard to acknowledge the Spirit's existence in our lives. And we know it. We often find ourselves acting selfishly, being angry with one another, being bitter and being jealous, and far many other things. An example of this from my own life, I can often really struggle with gentleness, believe it or not. If I've had a long day, that wasn't meant to happen. If I had a long day, I can get really grumpy and really snappy. And if my family were here, which they're not, thanks family, they would be nodding their heads. Ugh, I know, he's so grumpy all the time. It's times like this we don't really feel... I've got people nodding anyway. Times like this, we don't feel like we live by the Spirit. So why, even if we really try to follow the Holy Spirit and to live by the fruits, do we always seem to end up in this position, disappointed with ourselves because we've done something wrong, we've said something that's insulted someone else, we've thought something terrible? Maybe what we need to do is to understand the Spirit a bit more, because it's really, really, really complicated. So the Holy Spirit is found all throughout the Bible, but we're going to focus on what I call the post-Jesus starting point in Acts 2, verses 1 to 4. Here we've got 2 to 4. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of the violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. That's wild. Can you imagine that happening today? If anything, it's a fire hazard. The fire and the wind, and then you're speaking other languages and tongues, and you're like, what? Whoa! And I wouldn't be able to do it. It's crazy to really think about it like that. But the Holy Spirit still has that power. And here, what we can see is the beginning of the Holy Spirit as a gift giver or an enabler. We can see this here with the gift of languages. The disciples are there, they're sat around, they don't know what to do. The Holy Spirit comes, they can speak other languages now, they can go to other places, they can spread Jesus' word, which is pretty amazing. Now, further to this, 1 Corinthians 12:1-9, I'm not going to read it all out, shows us all the gifts that the Spirit can give to us. Ooh, that's a nice picture of, well, a nice an artistic impression of the scene I just described, the fire and the wind. And if you see the faces, they actually look pretty calm, which is odd, because you don't think that you would be calm if that was happening to you, showing Holy Spirit's power. So 1 Corinthians 12:1-9, I've cut it down to 4-7 here. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God of work. Now, if we read this passage in Corinthians, it tells us all about these gifts which the Spirit gives us. Wisdom, knowledge, leadership, prophecy, and even more. And it's fantastic. But that's not the only thing that the Spirit gives us, as we know. Because the Spirit gives us the fruit. My Bible uses a particular word, which I really like. My Bible's NLT. And it uses this word, produces. The Holy Spirit produces these fruits in our lives. And I think that's really, really interesting. Because what that is saying is that the Holy Spirit is growing the fruit inside us and developing them as we live our lives. So we have these fruits with us, and they come from the Spirit. And to avoid going into too much metaphor with fruit, because obviously we don't have a little tree inside of us with love, joy, peace, etc., growing out of them, we all have the potential to show love and kindness and self-control and the rest within us, and that comes from the Spirit. So back to our question, if they're in us, why don't we always do it? If we look back at our reading, Paul starts in Galatians 5:13, and he's telling us this: for you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. Paul's saying that we're free, and Jesus has given us that freedom. Being a disciple is about having freedom, and this freedom comes from Jesus. And Paul reiterates here in the next verse, for the whole law can be summed up in this one command: love your neighbour as yourself. Last week, Ian did a fantastic sermon on love, a very crucial part of discipleship. And it's an incredibly crucial part of living by the Spirit. It's the first fruit. And yet this, as I've said before, it is hard. We often find ourselves submitting to anger and jealousy and selfishness and division. And what the Spirit is here for is to help us live like Jesus. It guides us towards the fruit, hence away from sin. Spirit to fruit. And as I've said before, this is hard. So what can we as people do? And there's a fairly obvious answer: prayer. What we can do is pray to continue to be topped up by the Spirit. And I often think we use this phrase, being topped up with the Spirit, but the Spirit is constant. The Spirit is always there. The Spirit is all-powerful. The Spirit doesn't need to be topped up because it's the Spirit. It's not like a car and you go into a petrol station or a Spirit station and you fill it up with extra Spirit. What we need to be topped up with is the fruit. And we often find ourselves lacking in fruit. So we can pray for renewal. We can pray to God to let the Holy Spirit, to let there be more fruit with us. You know, the Holy Spirit has enabled us to have love, feel joy, share peace, be patient and kind, do good things, live a faithful life, be gentle with one another, and have self-control in difficult times. And what we need to do is firstly choose to follow the fruit. We need to choose away from our urges of anger and selfishness and go towards the fruit. And this is hard, so we need to pray and we need to ask and we need to admit that we're not going to do this by ourselves and that we're going to need more help from the Spirit to keep us going with the fruit. And that's really what living by the Spirit is, I think. It's saying that I can't do it by myself. It's acknowledging that the Spirit needs to come to us and help us, and acknowledging that we need to ask. And I think that Paul's got a much better concluding line than what I could ever hope to think of. So to finish, from Galatians 5:25, since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Thank you.